Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kunja Bihari. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Sri Jatacharya Astura Sattva Sri Srimad Siddhanta Abhayachana Vindavati Vidanta Sankho Pati Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vindavati Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kija Prem Seka Ho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Vadada Srivasadi Gaurabhaka Vindavati Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Gil Gopadam Kija Sri Vrindavan Dham Kija Sri Gangamai Kija Sri Jamanamai Kija Sri Mati Tulsi Devi Maharani Kija His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Kija Their Lordship Sri Sri Radha Kamsunda Kija Their Lordship Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Kija Their Lordship Sri Sri Gaunikai Kija Their Lordship Sri Sri Lakshmi Singhadeva Kija Their Lordship Sri 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 Jagannath Balde Subhadra Devi Kija Iskhan Nu Ramanurti Dham Ki Jai Nithai Gaur Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru Angolan Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So, welcome all the students today. Right faces. So today we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 2, entitled The Symptoms of Kali Yuga. So we are doing three verses, 7, 8, and 9. So verse 7 we'll do responsibly, and then 8 and 9 we'll all chant it together. Okay? So we have 7 on the board. Evam prajavir dushtavir Akirne shiti mandale Brahma vichatra shudranam Yobali bhavitanripa Evam prajavir dushtavir Akirne shiti mandale Brahma vichatra shudranam Yobali bhavitanripa Evam prajavir dushtavir Akirne shiti mandale Brahma vichatra shudranam Yobali bhavitanripa Please chant. Evam prajavir dushtavir Akirne shiti mandale Brahma vichatra shudranam Yobali bhavitanirpa Evam prachabir dushtabir Akirne shiti mandale Brahma vichatra shudranam Yo Bali Babitanupa. Mutter? Evam Pachabi Dushkandu. Akirne Chitimandale. Brahma Vichatra Sudranam. Yo Bali Babitanupa. Sudra? Evam Pajabir Dushtabir Akiyune Chitti Mandale Brahma Vichatra Shudranam Yobali Bhavitanripa. Evam Prajabir Gustavir Akirne Shiti Mandale Brahma Vichatra Shudranam Yobali Bhavitanupa. Evam Prajabir Gustavir Akirne Shiti Mandale Brahma Vichatra Sudranam Yobali Bhavitanupa. Evam Prajabir Dushtabir Akirne Shiti Mandale Brahma Vichatra Sudranam Yobali Bhavitanupa. Word for word means evam, in this way, prajabihi, the populace, dushtabihi, corrupted, akirne, being crowded, chiti mandale, the earth globe, Brahma, among the Brahmanas, Vit, Vaishyas, Kshatra, Kshatriyas, Shudranam, and Shudras, Yaha, whoever, Bali, the strongest, Bhavita, he will become, Nripaha, the king. In translation, by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. As the earth thus becomes crowded with a corrupt population, whoever among any of the social classes shows himself to be the strongest will gain political power. So let's go to verse 8. Together we can chant this. Prajahi lubai raja nir nirgi nirdasa dharma bi achina dhara dravina yasyanti girikananam. Losing their wives and properties to such avaricious and merciless rulers who will behave no better than ordinary thieves, the citizens will flee to the mountains and forests. And 9 together. Shakam precious Pushpa Bala Pushpa Sibojana Anavishta Nanchanti Durviksha Karapita. Harassed by famine and excessive taxes, people will resort to eating leaves, roots, flesh, wild honey, fruits, flowers, and seeds. Struck by drought, they will become completely ruined. This one has a short focus. Srimad Bhagavatam authoritatively describes the future of our planet. Just as a leaf disconnected from a plant or tree dries up, withers, and disintegrates, When human society is disconnected from the supreme love, it withers up and disintegrates into violence and chaos. Despite our computers and rockets, if the supreme Lord does not send rain, we shall all starve. Om Jana Kumanda Jana 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 Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kinyani Namaste Saraswate Deva Gauravani Pacharani Nirvite Krishna Vandu Pachyate Hare Krishna. So, just to give a recap, we are in the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam, and as we all know, this is the last canto, right? We all know that, right? This is the last. The Bhagavatam is divided into 12 sections, or called cantos. So we are on the last one. And at this point, what's happening here is that Lord Krishna came, he performed all his pastimes. There are so many incarnations that were described. And now Lord Krishna has left the planet. So, after leaving the planet, then immediately Kali is the age of degradation, the age of quarrel, the age of cheating, deceit, immediately arises. So this is one of higher arrangements that is there in this universe. So this is going on. So right now the Lord left the planet and Kali is just now rising its influence. So this Bhagavatam is describing what would happen after Lord Krishna leaves the planet. So we have read three verses here that gives us an idea what's going on. Some of these things have already taken place. Some are happening now, and more degradation, as is predicted here, would happen in the future. So this is not something to be scared about, but it's called living reality. That wake-up calls tell us what's actually taking place. So, as we read here, these describing what situation would be like, it's a little depressing and discouraging, isn't it? How much of us would agree that it's not really fun to learn that these things are happening? Okay, so almost everyone agrees that it's not fun. But in our present situation, where we're living here, are we experiencing a lot of these degradations, like so many thieves and so many rogues and so many cheating governments? To some extent, all you children, you were out on Sankirtan for the Christmas marathon, is that correct? You all went out. And you had an opportunity to interact with people out there. You went to stores, to businesses, reaching people, explaining and introducing Krishna consciousness to them. Is that correct? You all had that opportunity. And can you tell us what are some of your experiences with people out there? How many of you had bad experience where people are, you know, were really inimical towards you or negative? You, Gauranga, you had been Gopal, you had some experience. How many of you had experiences where people were really nice? Oh, you also, what's your name? Okay. Aman, right. And? What's your name? Tamar, okay. Sorry, I'm not very familiar with the kids' names. I guess in the course of time I would be. And how many of you have had good experiences where people were very receptive, they were nice to you, they were accepting books? Gopal, what's your name? Rama? And Goranga? What is your name? Santosh? Yeah, I should know your name. Dharma? Okay. So, yes, and then over here, a lot of you, can you raise your hands again? Yes, so you had very good experience where people were nice, they were courteous, they were receiving books. So all in all, the situation we can say is not very bad, at least not right now. Many of us go out there, you know, the people are very nice. Do you know that President Donald Trump, in 1976, of course, I don't think any of you were born then, right? But in 1976, we had, we were building the first Lafayette Park in Manhattan, in New York. And everyone, I'm pretty sure every one of you went to New York City some time ago, right? Or probably. And anyone goes to New York, you know that there is not a speck of land anywhere to do anything. So the devotees wanted to a location to build this Lafayette Park. And building Lafayette Park in those days is not like what we have today, that within 2 hours you can put it together. We have, right now, that same car that they built, we have it here in Malachi. It's the only car that existed in North America that Srila Prabhupada sat on. So that's really monumental. Maybe one day we'll arrange for all the children go and visit that car. So, they were looking for a spot to build that car. And they saw one vacant, one yard, one land. And they approached the owner to get permission. So the owner said no. And furthermore, I'm selling this property. It's under contract and we're closing very shortly. That Mr. Donald Trump, he is buying this property. So the devotee, Chotan Krishna, maybe some of you know him, he wrote a letter to Donald Trump that to seek permission to use this spot to build the Lafayette Park. So he responded, but he didn't give an answer. He told him, he said, just come to this restaurant on such and such a day, at such and such a time. Big fancy restaurant in Manhattan. Just come there and I'll see you there. So he went. So what happened? They were right there, they were signing the closing papers for that property. And after they finished, he immediately finished signing that he now owns this property. He called Young Chotan Krishna Prabhu, then he called him over and then he gave him, he said, look, here's your letter of permission. You can build your Lafayette Park. So that was very nice. Mm-hmm. That was a nice thing that they give permission when no one else would. So all in all, we don't have so much of a bad people around. So there is hope. So there is a saying that behind every dark cloud, there is a silver lining. Have you heard that saying before? Basically it means, yes, yeah, you heard. So basically what that means that even though things may look bad, but there are good opportunities here behind, there is always some light. Or sometimes you probably heard your parents say that at the end of the tunnel, this long dark tunnel, there is light. Have you ever driven into a tunnel or you walk through a tunnel? It's dark, but then way down to the end you can see some light, right? So you know that there's hope that you're going to get out of this darkness. Similarly, there's a saying that this material world is an ocean of tears, an ocean of misery, ocean of suffering. Have you ever seen like a body of water, like a big lake? Looks like there is no end, but around it is surrounded by a bank, right? Is that correct? It's surrounded by this bank. So this water is contained. So this ocean of suffering is not unlimited. It's contained. And what is it surrounded by? It's surrounded by, so this ocean of tears is surrounded by miles of smiles. That's how some of our acharyas describe it. Miles of smiles, so there is hope for all of us. So Srila Prabhupada has given us this hope. He has built a house in which the whole world can live. Have you heard of saying, have any of you seen that book? Srila Prabhupada wrote, not Srila Prabhupada, but one of his disciples, Sathya Maharaj, wrote, that Srila Prabhupada, he built a house in which the whole world can live. That's a very, very sweet book that explains how our Hare Krishna movement started and how it expanded and how everyone can feel comfortable. So, yes, there is hope. And also, Srila Prabhupada gave us this Bhagavatam. So as we talked about earlier, that after Lord Krishna left, then everything, Kali starts coming in. But the Lord is very merciful that he left something special for us. So Krishna Keshava, can you put up Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.43, please? 1.3.43. So this is a very special verse, and I think you kids should make a note of it. It's very, very special. Let's see in the cut. We'll not do the Sanskrit, we'll just go to the English. Yes. So it says there that this Bhagavad Puran, which is the same as the Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is written in the Bhagavatam itself, by Srila Prabhupada, this Bhagavad Puran is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali shall get light from this Puran. So this is the Bhagavad Puran, this is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Another name for Srimad Bhagavatam is the Bhagavad Puran. So this is what we are studying every day. So there is great hope. So let's look at the purport a little bit. I'll read parts of the purport. Lord Shri Krishna has his eternal dham or abode, where he eternally enjoys himself with his eternal associates and paraphernalia. And his eternal abode is a manifestation of his internal energy, whereas the material world is a manifestation of his external energy. When he descends on the material world, he displays himself with all paraphernalia in his internal potency, which is called Atmamaya. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that he descends by his own potency, Atmamaya. His form, name, fame, paraphernalia, abode, etc. are not therefore creations of matter. So, this sentence talks about Lord Krishna descending. So can you put up Bhagavad Gita 4.7 for me, please? So we can all recite this verse. I'm pretty sure many of you are familiar with it. Bhagavad Gita 4.7. That verse together is a very, very sweet verse. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata adhikanam madharmasya tadatman shantikanam. So let's go to the translation. Can someone do that? Let's read together. Whenever and wherever there is a decline of a descendant of Bharata and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. So that's what Krishna is talking about here. Srila Prabhupada is saying that Krishna descends whenever there is a rise of irreligion or irreligious practice. So he descends from time to time. And can you go to the next verse now? 8. So what does he descend to do? Krishna descends to do what? Let's go to verse 8 and see what he says. okay, so we can stand it together too. Parishranaya sadhinam vinashaya chadushpitam namastapanam kaya sambhavani yuge yuge. Go to the translation, please. So, let's read that. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to establish the principles of religion. Yeah, so here Krishna is saying himself that what he does, that whenever there is a rise of irreligion, then he descends, and he descends to protect the devotees and to destroy the demons. So that's what Krishna did. So now when he left, he also left this Bhagavad Puran with us, this Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have, you know, we're not hopeless, that we're not unfortunate. You know, when Lord Krishna was here, all the devotees, they had nice time with him. So now we shouldn't count ourselves unfortunate that now Krishna is not here. But he left this brilliant Bhagavad Puran, so we can study it and we can enjoy the same happiness. That's what the devotees were enjoying when Krishna was here. So we'll continue and you'll find that where Srila Prabhupada is explaining that. So he descends to reclaim the fallen souls and re-establish the code of religion, which are directly enacted by him. Except for God, no one can establish the principles of religion. Either he or a suitable person empowered by him can dictate the codes of religion. Real religion means to know God. So this is actually back to the purport of the 1.3.43. I'm sorry. We'll continue reading that purport. Our relation with him and our duties in relation with him to know ultimately our destination. So I'll read this again. Real religion means to know God, our relation with him, and our duties in relation with him, and to know ultimately our destination after leaving this material body. So this is what Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna, has given us here, giving us this Bhagavad Puran, this writing proof of Vedic understanding, so it can guide us to how to train our lives, how to prepare our lives so that at the end, we know where we are going. We understand what's our purpose. So with this, I'll tell you one story. There was one story called Mood Pati. Muda means fool, and Pati means like the father of fools. So, you know, in Vedic times, you'd have the kings, because of the heavy responsibility of management, they need some entertainment to kind of release the stress. So the king would always have jesters or comedians in their court to entertain them, to take off, you know, their stress. So he told his minister one day, he said, go out into the kingdom and find me a real fool, a real muda, and bring him here that I want to keep him in my court. So the minister went out and he made an announcement that the king is looking for a great fool, and that he would come and live with the king, would live in the palace, enjoy all the royal amenities, and, you know, would have food and entertainment, and he would have all facilities, no more worry about maintenance. So everybody wants that job, right? How many of you would like to live in the kingdom? Everyone would like to have that. So everyone starts presenting themselves, I'm a great fool. So the minister was smart. He was interviewing them, and then he figured, this guy is just a cheat. No, you're not a fool. So he could have found anyone who was an honest fool or who was really foolish. So whilst he was walking through the forest trying to get back to the kingdom, he looked up on a tree and he saw a man was up there. He was sitting on a branch of the tree, the big trunk, the branch, you know, like you have the big trunk, the branch is here. So the man was sitting here and he has one machete and chopping between himself and the tree. So the minister told the guy, he said, hey, be careful, you're chopping between yourself and the tree, you will fall and get hurt. So this man said, you're a foolish man. Who are you to advise me, you know? I don't need to take your advice, you know, I'm okay doing this. But then his minister realized, this is a real fool. So he said, come, you know, the king wants you. So he took the man and brought him back to the kingdom. So when the man came, the king named him Mudpati, the father of fools. So what the king would do, every time this guy does something foolish, the king would give him a little medal. You know, have you seen like the army suits of people whenever they do something, or like in your class, whenever you do something good, the teacher would give you a little, you know, little kind of a star or something, and then you have them accumulating more and more. So like that, every time this guy does something foolish, just Mudpati, the king would give him a button. So he would take this button and pin it on his jacket. So after some time, his jackets were filled with buttons. You know, because every time he does something foolish, the king would give him a button. So what the king would do, every time he's going traveling, he'd always carry this fool with him. You know, because he always entertains him, so he always takes him with him. So this Mudpati, he was accustomed to always being carried by the king. The king would always take him. So one day, the king got old, and the king realized he's going to die. So then he called Mudpati. He said, you know what? I'm going. But this time, I can't take you with me. So Mudpati, he didn't understand. He was so foolish, he didn't understand that the king was about to die, that something bad is going on. So he said, no, but I want to go with you because you always take me with you everywhere. So then he started to think for the first time, you know, he got some intelligence. He said, but where are you going? You always tell me where you're going. So the king said, you know what? I don't know where I'm going. Because he's about to die, he doesn't know what's going to, you know, where he's going, what body he's going to take if he wasn't at the body. So he said, I don't know where I'm going. So then his Mudpati starts thinking. He said, you are going and you don't know? He said, you're a fool. He said, you're the great fool that you are going and you don't know. He said, all these bottles belong to you. He took his jacket and gave it to him. He said, you're the greatest fool because you don't know where you're going at the end of your life. So that's the greatest fool. So that's the lesson here, that Krishna is giving us knowledge to let us know where we're going at the end of our life. So we should know that. So here is an opportunity that Krishna is offering through this life of this Bhagavad Puran, that to mold our life in such a way so that we can prepare. You know, just like you're all going to school and every day, you know, the teacher is giving you work and you have to pay attention. What is the purpose of all this learning? At the end of the school year, what do you have? You have a test, right? And if you pass that test, then you know that you're successful all year. If you fail, then you and the teacher both understand that you have wasted energy for the year. Is that correct? So your entire preparation through your life or through your school year is to prepare so that you can pass that test and you can move on. Is that correct? Yeah. So similarly, here, living in this material world is to prepare ourselves for the next life. So Srila Prabhupada is giving, and Lord Krishna is giving this opportunity. So with all it appears to be in the age of Kali, things are bad, but Srila Prabhupada built a house in which this entire world can live. So we can come here in the association of devotees, and we can keep strong to prepare ourselves. To get you an idea of this, let's take this example. How many of you goes into the woods next to the school? Sometimes you go and you pick up a stick and you try breaking them. Have any of you tried doing that? Go pick up a stick and you break it, a little stick. It's easy to break, right? But if you go and you grab a whole bundle of sticks and you try to break them, what happens? It's difficult, isn't it? So, similarly, when we live in the association of devotees, our strength becomes strong. And Maya is not able to attack us so much because we have the association we stay together, we chant Krishna's holy name, and we take some responsibility. So this is another point that I want to talk about. I know it's kind of getting late. But Srila Prabhupada, just before he was about to leave, as Mataji Maramukhya was saying, that Srila Prabhupada gave individual instructions. But he also gave one general instruction. And that instruction is only in three words. Maybe you should write this down too. It's very important. Srila Prabhupada told all the devotees in all the world of ISKCON, he said, just be responsible. Just three words. Just be responsible. Actually, and if you want to know, you can ask your teachers, their fathers were there. Mother Shamadarshini and Mother Haripriya, their fathers were there when Srila Prabhupada said that. Ask your teachers to ask their fathers and they're going to tell you. Srila Prabhupada said like that, just be responsible. So if you analyze that statement, that doesn't mean adults only. Every child, every parent, every grown-up, if we take this responsibility of just being responsible in whatever little that we have, you know, you're young students, you're going to school, but you can at least chant one round a day, be responsible to doing that, be responsible to, you know, offer obeisances when you come to the temple. So all these little things are ways of being responsible. Very little. It doesn't have to be very big things. And if we do that, then Srila Prabhupada says, not only our own life would be successful, but this entire Krishna consciousness movement would be successful. And this way, we can keep ourselves protected from all this degradation that we're talking about. Right? So now that these children are gone, yes, it's very, very bad, right? It's very degrading. That Kali Yuga is attacking us so much. But yes, so there is opportunity, and Srila Prabhupada has given all of us an opportunity. I think I was discussing this with my wife and kids the other day, that Lord Chaitanya came and he inaugurated the chanting of Krishna's holy name. But don't you think he could have gone all over the world and did it by himself if he had wanted to? Certainly. But he didn't do that. He left, you know, some task for some devotees to do. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he came and he reestablished Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Then his son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, he started preaching and distributing books, printing widely in India. And then Srila Prabhupada came and he spread it all over the world. But then Srila Prabhupada didn't even complete the Bhagavatam. Didn't you think if Srila Prabhupada had wanted, he could have stayed and completed? How much of you would agree that he could have stayed and completed it? Yeah, you know, yeah, because if you read Srila Prabhupada's latter pastime, he postponed his disappearance on two occasions. And devotees asked him to stay. He said, okay, he's going to stay a little more. So, he didn't complete the Bhagavatam. So, we can see that and understand his Krishna's arrangement, that he left some work for other devotees to do. And he instructed his disciples to go ahead and translate the works of the Goswamis and do so much more. So similarly, we today, we also have an opportunity to be part of that service. So in that way, we are going to keep our own selves protected from all these devastating descriptions that we are hearing here in the Bhagavatam, what we're seeing outside. And every one of us goes out on many occasions. We go out there and we see the light of the Bhagavatam, the knowledge of the Bhagavatam, we can see happening out there. But we can keep ourselves in a protected way, like in this bubble. Have you seen sometimes on TV shows, they would have this guy walking in a bubble, so he can't be affected by the gas around him and the atmosphere. So a devotee's life should be like that. One time my Guru Maharaj described that a devotee is soft because of his practice, but it's like an egg, it has a hard shell around it. So that way it protects itself, or we protect ourselves. So we protect ourselves from the light of the Bhagavatam, and Bhagavad Gita is what this, the latter part of this verse purports to mention. And so wherever we go, we can be protected, and also we can have this brilliance with us. How many of us of you here have experience, practical experience, that when you go out there, somebody said, there is something different about you. There is some kind of pleasantness about you. How many of you had that experience? Yes, everyone. Why? Because of what we carry with us, what we carry. Many times I had that experience. People, I won't talk anything about religion, nothing about practice, you just go to do my work, whatever. And then they would figure out there's something strange, something they use the word strange or something different about you. What is it? And, we start talking. So, like that, if we keep ourselves in Krishna consciousness, we keep in the association of the body, this beautiful facility is there. It's a window to the spiritual world, it's a holy dam. And like that, we won't be affected by these symptoms. We would be conscious of it, but we won't be affected, because we can go among these people or among this path, but we would keep our lines straight. Okay. So anyway, these are some of the points that I wanted to share. If there are any questions, comments, or criticisms, corrections, so Tribhukaram Prabhu, then Yamaraj Prabhu. One disciple. Okay, his question is, within this 10,000 years, it's the golden age of what Lord Chaitanya predicted that Krishna consciousness would spread within this 10,000 years. So his question is, how would Kali Yuga influence during this 10,000 year period? How would it affect? So one Mataji asked Srila Prabhupada this question, and he answered by giving an example of a scale. I think the jewelers have this scale, or in the old times in the shops where you put the grocery on one side and some weight on the other side to balance, to know what's what. So it's saying that in this 10,000 years, Kali Yuga would go on, but Krishna consciousness would also go on. And Krishna consciousness would eventually, at a certain point, start getting the better. So as the movement spreads, more and more people would be conscious of Krishna, more people would be practicing. But at the end of this 10,000 years, eventually, Kali Yuga would hit the scale, Kali Yuga would escalate, and Krishna consciousness would go down. So within this period, Kali Yuga would carry on, as many of you have experienced for the past 15, 20 years of even living here. You can see the difference of when we were like kids growing up, what situation was like and what it is now. How much, the influence of the age has changed. Look, even in our, in our temple room, when I first came here in 98, when we come to Bhagavatam classes, it used to be still, and now gradually, because due to the influence, the bodies get so many reasons and excuses for not attending classes. Of course, there are facilities like the internet. Now, some devotees said that sometimes they get 10 o'clock alarm at 4:30, they just roll over, hit the button on their computer, and they watch Mangala. So all those are nice facilities are there. On the other hand, it makes us complacent to some extent. So, these things are there. So the Kaliyuga would go on, all these things are there, but Krishna consciousness would also go on. But Srila Prabhupada said a devotee like goes parallel on the two trains, the two tracks of the train. One is Kali going on and the other one devotees going along. So even though we are not strong enough to defeat Maya, but we can be at least strong enough to protect ourselves and keep the Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada wrote in his, he mentioned, and Satya Maharaj wrote in that, Srila Prabhupada said, even at a place like New York, he said, even my brahmacharis can keep strong enough to keep the Krishna consciousness. So does that address this?
Yeah, all right, very good.
Thank you for Yamaraj Siddhi. Some leaders, and you know, we can look at things with a different eye. As my father used to say, that the same town that we suck lime with is very sour, we can also suck honey with. So we can suck something sweet. So in other words, we can say bad things or we can say good things. So we can look at bad side or we can look at the good side. So for the body, we want to look on the good side. Whatever bad bargain we have here, you want to make the best use of it. Look at the good side and see how much people are, you know, supporting us, or how much people are favorable or at least neutral to this consciousness. Like when you were there in the Australia earlier this year, there were like 500,000 people there. And from what I recall, what I personally saw is only 2 persons. They were turning up the finger and saying no. But the other that makes up the 500,000, and the most part, people are very happy. They were waving from America. They were appreciating. They were having a good time. So even though they're not conscious that these are the Lord, or whatever, I guess, like they tell them, you know, we told them that these are the original pirates, the Yankees. And, you know, people were happy. And they were happy, they were pleasant, and the main fact that they still pay for the state to us and to the devotees and to the Lord, they saw the chariot. So, according to generally it's been a career job, at least not yet, not so bad.
Yeah, you see, when Southside was on the plan, it was like in Chicago, for example, they had the Rocky Oscar downtown in Chicago. It was in Southside, and after he left, they had another thing. I'm thinking about
yeah, but
but the thing is the potency of the style. This still,
yeah,
it's still coming through now. You know, that this concept is still building around. So we need to be careful, patient. The special thing is still patient.
Yes, so what happens also is that once we mix with the prophet product, the prophet give us this push that never give up, and he gives this dependence on the earth. Like you're talking about the Pythagoras, the prophet like he said, well now they're doing that, he has to do it. They're inviting me, they're asking for the posture, and now I can hear the word. By Krishna's arrangement, one devotee, I think either he or his brother is now the transformation of the world. And, you know, they got from it. So, you're seeing all these things. Huh? Oh, well, I'm telling you what's happening right now. So anyway, it's happening now where you have like 1.5 million people attending that this year. Huh? Right in Chicago, that's what I was told, because to be honest, I don't know, but they asked me to bring the park and they asked if the family got permits that they wanted to take the place. I wasn't able to do, but I, you know, made a way. So anyway, okay, you have a microphone, then microphone.
Yeah,
there's no direction. Yeah, I think that's in Yarvarpur's radio series number 10, the video number 10, that is good.
Maybe some of you folks have more to do with that.
I didn't raise my hand.
Okay, so I'm just
it just came to me, so I'll say something.
That's another Christmas arrangement.
Yeah, my Christmas arrangement. My sister-in-law, who's now accepting us as devotees, she's Irish, and so she was just texted me a couple of days ago, and she attended the St. Patrick's Parade in Toronto. She lives in Toronto. So she's texted me, she said, where were the Hare Krishnas? It's like, the parade is there, the Hare Krishnas are not there.
Something is wrong.
Something is wrong. But I was surprised. So here's some service for you. Is find out what's happening in Toronto, that, you know, people are asking, or at least one person asked, the Hare Krishnas were not there at the St. Patrick's Parade.
So in meanwhile, we had this one, I saw a piece of this comedian clip. He went somewhere, Mexico or something. So he went to the airport, he said, this is an airport, this can't be an airport, there are no Hare Krishna distribution books here. It can't be an airport. But anyway,
I'm sure everyone knows this, but I love it. We have a devotee that can help to gather with him.
Yes, that's what I heard. So, you know, the world
no, is changing. No, she was at, I saw her on YouTube a few months ago in my little cabin in Hawaii, and she was at an international leadership conference. And she gave a very wonderful, precise summary of the Vedas, and then on her ukulele, she sent them on her mantra. And she's come out fully, with the, you know, I haven't heard her say, I'm a Hare Krishna devotee. But I haven't heard anything like that. But I'm sure.
So, you know, so things are going on. One time, some devotee asked things to the prophet. something like wedding TV, or something like that. And to McCarthy said, no, you become president and I'll be the junior president. Yeah, that's the only dynamic itself. So as the Congress goes on, the voting will be in all different cities, and this is the normal wedding. So you're not, you know, you're not thinking of discrimination, you're looking for this category or that category. You're here to give good to everyone, something every morning. And the job done is to send it to school and all the time to all of them. So we want to be open to everyone.
Parade in Chicago every year in the Dilma Farm, which is by the anyway, you are here and welcome for the last 10 years. And this parade attracts over 15 million. And the Lord of the Universe is there. And they have it's broadcast on major networks and so I'll see you some information. I was at the first one but anyway, so yeah, it's, you know, we just want to encourage when we're spreading Christian conference, like I said, we should go. Like, for example, probably got told us, he said, don't just preach to the Indian population, just preach to the local people. Yeah, that's what nice of us to the country. You preach to the government every day, you know, the government. So, you know, we have no discrimination. But also, Catholics are preaching to there. But like the prophet said, if you make one university student in Florida, he can function more than 1,000 other people because of their ability to organize. So, was no discrimination to be there, but, you know, focus on college to be there also.